I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, the Monday after Redskins drop a home game to the arch rival Dallas Cowboys. Couple of things on the way back in. Kirk Cousins joining us moments ago. Want to go through a couple of his answers, make some sense of what he just said. But I want to clean something up. I had mentioned earlier in the show that there were fewer Redskins legends at the alumni event yesterday, homecoming, than there have been in years. I actually got a text from someone with some info on this. So apparently, they only announced members of the 80 greatest Redskins yesterday in the interest of time. They brought them down on the field and introduced them, whereas in the past, they've had all the guys down there, and they've called the names of all the players that were there. They did it basically to save time because in the past, they've run up against kickoff.
They had too many people.
So I just want to be correct more so than just having a take, and so I'll pass that along. My point was I don't know if guys aren't coming back as much, and my speculation was it was cool the first several times. I wonder if it's going to continue to be a big deal for the former players, and we'll see. But I just do want to say that it sounds like they did a different thing than they normally do, and that's why there were so few guys introduced.
That's fair. Nationals news. It sounds like it's official, according to the breaking news we just heard. The reaction, the report kind of came out over the weekend. We can get more in-depth on this. Probably will later on as the week goes because the Redskins played yesterday and lost to the Dallas Cowboys, so that's going to dominate today, unfortunately. But it's very whelming news is what I would say. The Nationals kind of had a chance to do something special, do something amazing, and this may turn out to be that. But I was asked about this. I was on ABC7 News last night with Robert Burton. He asked me how I felt, and that's what I said. I said I'm very whelmed by it. This could be a great manager. This could be somebody that's awesome. This could be the next Dave Roberts. Could also be the next Matt Williams. A lot of boxes are checked for a guy like Dave Martinez. A lot of boxes were checked when Matt Williams was hired. A lot of boxes were checked when Dave Roberts was hired. The fact that you don't know leads to a lot of, I guess we'll see, which is, I know that's not a great analysis, but there may have been an opportunity. And again, these reports kind of need to emerge for the Nationals to look good in this thing. The home run slam dunk, Vince Carter over Frederick Weiss type slam dunk would have been Joe Girardi. If that happens, you go, okay, that makes sense to get rid of a guy with 192 wins for this massive upgrade. If he doesn't want to manage this year, you look a little bit better as time goes, but just it's hard to sell that, I think, to a lot of fans.
Yeah, for me, it's very simple. I get asked, what do you think of Dave Martinez? My answer is always about Joe Girardi. Was he interested in the job? Did you reach out to him? Was he interviewed? If Joe Girardi doesn't become your manager because you decided that was a bad idea because of money or commitment or for any reason other than that he wasn't interested in coming here, then I'll be disappointed. If Joe Girardi decided he was going to step away from baseball for a year or two or that for whatever reason Washington was not a fit or that he wanted to take some time away with his family, no problem with that.
Right.
Then the debate really should have come down to Dave Martinez, who we talked about quite a bit last week, and I would say the other of the candidates that I liked was John Farrell, who's won a recent World Series championship with Boston. Farrell's not a great manager. He's a good manager like Dusty Baker was. Martinez has never been one. We don't know what kind of manager he's going to be. I have a hard time believing he's going to be excellent strategically in game when he's never done it before. Right. I think his bench coach becomes paramount in helping him out. I'm also curious, who's going to be his pitching coach? You know, they lost Mike Maddox, who's a outstanding pitching coach to the St. Louis Cardinals. So the staff around him could take a step back as well, which could be important. But do I like the hire? I'm fine with the hire. You went young. You went with a first-timer. I think that's a lot of pressure to put on a guy who has never managed before. When you are a World Series contender this year and you basically have another bite at this apple, you're also really hoping he hits it off with Bryce Harper because Bryce Harper is going to be more inclined to want to stay in Washington if he loves your manager, then if he doesn't. We'll get more into this in just a little bit. What was your big takeaway from Kirk Cousins?
How difficult it really is. We hear injuries. We hear new guys. We hear next man up. Again, how about that answer where he met I even forget the guy's name, but he met the one guy that the morning of
Orlando
the game.
Clifford Franklin from the Replacements.
Whoever the heck that guy is, whoever Orlando Franklin is, Let's play power forward or NFL lineman. I have no idea who Orlando Franklin.
He is an offensive lineman.
Yeah, there you have it. The real challenge isn't that these guys can or can't play. The real challenge isn't that the ability or what you lack. It's the simple fact that they haven't gone through any of the repetition. You're so limited with what you can call. You're just so limited with what you can do. I mean, you can call whatever play you want, and these guys can have a crash course in it and study it. But let's say a Dallas Cowboys defensive lineman moves a half step to the left and lines up in between instead of directly over the center, lines up now in kind of that A-gap. Well, you've got 7 seconds for a center that doesn't know the left guard or doesn't know the right guard or doesn't know the left tackle because they were mixed and matched throughout the game. You make a different call based on that. And what you need to do is get the outside shoulder. The point is, it is really, really, really hard to execute anything in the NFL. It's that much harder when you have no familiarity and no continuity and no stability. And that's kind of where we're at. It's not an excuse per se. It's an explanation. It's a reason. This is why this happened. This is why they couldn't call 7-step drops and double moves on the outside to try to take shots down the field. It's why they couldn't do squat, especially in the second half.
My big revelation from the conversation, and this is reading tea leaves, not the actual transcript of what Cousins said. I asked him, how often did Doxson get a play sent into the huddle where he was the primary target? Where in the huddle you said, okay, this is for Josh Doxson. It didn't sound like that happened.
Not very often.
He even said, well, even on the touchdown, which was, by the way, his one catch of the game, he was not the primary option. I came back to him. Crowder was the guy designed to catch that touchdown. I'm going to challenge Jay Gruden again to throw Doxson the football. And I'm going to challenge Kirk Cousins to throw him the football. I think Cousins has to, like good quarterbacks do, find a way to get the ball into the hands of your best players. And I understand right now he's not one of them. Chris Thompson, who he does target. Crowder, who he does target. Reed, who he does target. Vernon Davis, who he does target. All more reliable. All have done and proven more. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say Doxson is more talented than a few of the guys I just named. And I think it's up to Cousins moving forward. If Jay is not going to call plays for Josh Doxson, which for whatever reason it does not look like that's going to happen, then it's going to be up to Cousins to just take some shots, to just force footballs into traffic. I know that a lot of people in this town can't live with the occasional interception. I can. I need you to try to force the ball to Doxson a little bit more often. We can get more into that a little bit later in the show. Let's do this next. We can open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines are on Grant and Danny on a day when we're going to be giving away Wizards Mavericks tickets at 1:45, so make sure you're listening at that time. Next, your biggest frustration, what made you most mad about yesterday's loss? Dial us up, 800-636-1067. Your calls are next.
Grant, a lot of people think that when you lose weight or you get on a diet program, you don't get to live your life anymore. You know what I mean? They kind of think you're almost in this food prison. EMP 180 Weight Loss has helped you, and though they've helped me, figure out a way to live a happy, healthy, and changed life because they've given me the guidelines. I went to Fuel Amari on Friday, one of the great restaurants in D.C. and really in the country. Had an incredible meal and everything fit the EMP 180 Weight Loss program. That's what's so neat is we've got the tools now to be out in the real world.
EMP 180 Weight Loss is changing lives. We got a message to our Facebook account as a show about a guy who lost 70 pounds over the last several months.
Cool.
Sent us a before and after picture. Stunning. Good for him. He did all the work. This is a growing community we're a part of, and it's thanks to EMP 180 Weight Loss. My program different than Danny's, different than his. You be the next listener to send us a picture saying that you've lost 50-plus pounds.
Get this done. Go see our guys at EMP 180 Weight Loss. New location in Rockville for folks that don't want to head out to Tyson's. Then, of course, the Tyson's Corner location where Grant and I go. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180 to schedule your consultation today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.